Last spring, Phoenix and Tucson residents saw something unusual on saguaros. The majestic cactus suddenly sprouted side blooms. Photographers loved it, but it worried scientists who believed the flowers were a response to intense drought. So, will it happen again this year? Ben Wilder can't answer that, but he does join me to talk about what might have caused the blooms and what saguaros might teach us about our climate. He's director of the Desert Laboratory on Tumamoc Hill within the Arizona Institutes for Resilience at the University of Arizona. And Ben, now that there's been some time to study why the side blooms may have happened, do scientists have any better sense of that?
Yeah, so the side blooms that we saw this previous summer were a really fascinating event. They're not unprecedented. They've been observed before, but they certainly are rare and certainly caught all of our attentions. And we are not able to prove the explanation I'm going to provide here quite yet. So we're also incredibly long-lived individuals getting over to 200 years in age. But it's important to keep in mind that the blooming we saw in the arid four summer months of 2021 was on the heels of an 18-month drought. And in 2020, we experienced the nonsoon, the pretty much complete failure of our summer rains. And in addition, we experienced extreme heat and drought, especially in August of 2020. I think you all in Phoenix, pretty unbearable,
right.
Especially given the context of everything else happening around us. That was a pretty bleak summer. And so the saguaros were incredibly stressed at that time. We actually saw many, many individuals attempting to flower again in August of 2020 because it was like June. You know, I call it August like 20th was like June 111th. It was just bakingly hot. And the trick the saguaros in that, you know, that essentially that dry, low humidity conditions tricked them into thinking that it was time to flower again, which they then aborted many of those flowers on the tips of their stems. Fast forward to the blooming season of 2021, and a lot of those, I think essentially where they would flower from were more or less used up by that aborted attempt of the preceding summer.
Right. Well, and I'm curious, given the fact that we saw the monsoon that we saw last summer, this winter has produced more rains than we've seen in recent winters. Does that indicate, assuming that your hypothesis is correct, does that indicate that maybe the saguaros will be less stressed this flowering season and maybe we will see flowers maybe in the more traditional places?
I think that's a solid train of thought to go along. And in terms of what we can expect going forward, I think it's important to know that and to note that all bets are off right now in terms of expectations. We're kind of hopping from extreme to extreme, and the trends and expectations we have, at least in weather and climate, are not holding very well. The monsoon of 2020, followed by, you know, officially the third wettest monsoon here in Tucson, but in many places, certainly the wettest, over 13 inches of rain. We had over 15 inches of rain here on Tumamoc Hill. And now we're in the middle of a La Nina, which is normally very dry for our region, getting pretty decent winter rains. So it's just a lot of unprecedented climatic events. And I think that's important to keep in mind in terms of the context of how we're seeing species respond to them. But yes, currently the swells are certainly less stressed than they were a year ago.
Does it do anything to the saguaros to kind of jump back and forth between those different extremes? Like that, for people, you know, it's not great to go between extreme hot and extreme cold so soon with each other, but does it do anything negative to saguaros?
It's a really good question. I think the answer is yes. And one of the things we observed here on Tumamoc Hill was that a lot of elderly saguaros are both perishing altogether, but also many of them are losing arms and branches.
Hmm.
And this happened post the monsoon rains. And I think one potential cause for this, exactly what you just described, is this: they were emaciated. I mean, I've never seen them so skinny during the drought. And then when it rains, they're tuned into gobbling up that rain through their roots just below the surface and pulling all that moisture in. And I think in many cases, the weight became too much for their essentially their architecture that was, again, suffering these extremes of that drought into then this profusion of water in their system. So yes, I do think it absolutely is stressing them, kind of like you described, going from that one extreme to another.
Do you get the sense that is a permanent kind of situation? Like, is that a short-term problem, or is that kind of a permanent, maybe a cumulative situation?
No, I think there's no reason to think that it's anything other than just short-term, fairly plastic responses to growing conditions. They're like all desert species are very adaptable. I think we have to remember that the desert is really defined by booms and busts. All the species we see outside of our windows that are native to the Sonoran Desert are adapted to long periods of drought and then gathering and incorporating resources when they're available. What we're seeing though now is that the booms and the busts are a bit bigger and more frequent. So one of the major questions we have, I think, as scientists right now is, where are thresholds in terms of where do the extremes get too extreme, and how do species respond to that?
I imagine that you anticipate flowering season every year, but is there maybe a little more anticipation in the next couple months just to see what the saguaros are going to do based on what we saw last year?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm so biased, and I guess, we all answer that individually. I eagerly await that season every year with about as much and same anticipation. I'm a desert rat, born and raised in Tucson, and the monsoon season is just, it doesn't get more exciting than that, especially the first rains. And so when you see the saguaros blooming, you're getting close. And so I'm always looking forward to that time. And I think it's ever more interesting as we try to understand what's unfolding in response to the climatic changes we're seeing.
All right. That is Ben Wilder, director of the Desert Laboratory on Tumamoc Hill, affiliated with the University of Arizona. Ben, it was really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.